Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Campus Book Mart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Book Mart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the road. We're at Trust Care on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. We'll be talking to some representatives of this great company momentarily. Good to be back, Kelly. This is our second Trust Care remote.
Man, we need to get, like, tour T-shirts. I know, like, all the rock and roll bands, you know, when they're on tour, you know, they have T-shirts with dates and places listed on the back. The way we've been on the road, Bob, we need to get some of those.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. We did an event with these good folks over in Laurel last month. I think we'll be talking about flu shots, and as we get ready for winter, an important time of the year to be taking care of yourself, especially as old guys.
Yeah, and I know that, with the advent of COVID, a lot of people are kind of leery about all. All I can do is speak for myself. When I started regularly getting the flu shots 4 years ago, fingers crossed, knock on wood, whatever, I have not had the flu in 4 years. So I'm going to get a flu shot.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I can't actually get a flu shot.
Why is that?
Because I'm allergic to egg. You know, egg is in flu shots.
Is that right? And there is a rumor, too, that they'll tell us about later. You hear people say, oh, it'll give you the flu. Impossible. You can't get the flu from a flu shot. I believe they'll confirm that here in just a few minutes.
But it is that time of year.
This is Dr. Getty speaking.
Yes. It is that
Boy,
time
that'd
of year.
Boy, that'd be a hell of a scary thought.
That would be a scary
thought. Your health is in my hands, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night.
But I will take a look.
Don't put the knife there. No, please, no.
All right. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, joining this insanity here as we broadcast from Trust Care. All right, Heath Hinton, big football game this weekend. It's hard to believe I'm saying a game with an 0-3 team is a big football game. But for this Golden Eagle football program at this moment in time, how important is this game, Heath Hinton?
I think it's very important when you're looking at postseason, when you're looking at going, if you want to go bowling. They're 1-2. Look, a lot of us thought that coming out the first four games, they would probably be 2-2. So if you win this game, really, if you look at what people thought, you're kind of right on track there. This game's important in many ways. Not only that, it's a Conference USA school. You don't want to be beaten by a Conference USA school that is just making their, well, their second year in FBS, maybe the third year. You don't want to lose that. And it's a big one as you get ready for conference play. You got, a couple of weeks to play, Louisiana Lafayette. I still call them Ooh-La-La. And then Louisiana Monroe, who, watch out, they're a pretty good football team. So, this is a huge game when you're looking at carrying momentum in the conference play, but also in terms of postseason, making a bowl.
And, it's funny, you mentioned ULM. I think they're going to get a dose of reality this weekend as they play Texas. But
I think your boys at Ohio State would get a dose of reality if they play Texas.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Heath, there's been several moments of rock bottom in Southern Miss football over the past decade or whatever. But I feel like if they were to lose this weekend, it would be a whole other level of rock bottom for this program.
I don't know if I would say that. I mean, I've seen some pretty bad spots. I mean, when you go through four head coaches in 1 year, that's about as rock bottom as you can get. So I'm not going to say that, but it's a low spot, no question about it. It would be a low spot for this athletic program. But, it's such a pendulum swinging game, guys. Because think about it. If you're 2-2 when conference play starts, then the season looks totally different than if you start conference play starts at 1-3. And your one win is against the FCS team that, let's be honest, you struggle a little bit with at times. So I think, you know, this coaching staff has to do whatever they got to do to put the best foot forward, get the best players on the field, come up with – leave nothing in the tank. And, I mean, you've got to win this game. This is a must-win to me. This is a definite must-win. And I think the coaches know it. I think the players know it. I just don't want to see people start, you know, players start trying to push themselves too much. But it is an important game, week four of the season, not only for Southern Miss, but for Will Hall, too. It's an important game for the program.
I wanted to ask you this, Heath, because normally that 2-2 record that you're talking about would, I understand, but now the way that the Sun Belt is shaping up, you just mentioned that Louisiana Monroe is a lot better than people thought they were going to be. You know, you've got South Al that is starting to now get some legs underneath them. Troy went up and battled Iowa at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. So when you look at the remaining schedule, some of these teams that you were counting on maybe taking care of have gotten better. That makes things even tougher down the road for Southern Miss.
It does. No question about the Sun Belt. Look, when you came into the Sun Belt from Conference USA, the quality of teams and the quality of play stepped up. And you knew that. And it's not going to be easy making a bowl just being 2-2. You're right, Kelly. But if you can win the game, you can build off of that. It's a lot easier to build off a win than it is a loss. I mean, that's kind of, you know, kind of a duh statement to make, but you're not going to build on anything getting ready to play Louisiana if you're going in off a loss and losing two straight and only team you beat's an FCS squad. So you'd rather go in with a win. That's why it's so important. You need to have that momentum going into conference play. Keep working on getting better. Get that week off to correct some things. And you never know what may happen. Maybe you hit a groove. Maybe you find something that works. And maybe with offense and defense, you kind of come into your own there. That's what you're hoping for if you're a Southern Miss fan. If you're a Southern Miss coach, that has to be what you're hoping for too. That you get these guys, that you get them rolling a little bit with a strong showing at Jacksonville State. I think that's the way you got to look at it.
Well, they're going to have to learn to stop the run. Very quickly, they're going to have to learn to stop the run. 369 yards on the ground. I mean, basic football is running, right, first. And that's something that has just been a problem, you know, for the Eagles to be able to stop the run. So wave the magic wand, Heath. How do they do that?
That's a good question. Maybe, you know, play more gap. I don't know. I'm not a football coach. What I can tell you is they've had you're right, Kelly. They've had problems stopping the run. And you saw it last week with the size of South Florida's offensive line and saw the push they have. And if you go back and look at recruiting numbers, a few years there, Southern Miss had better recruiting numbers than South Florida. So you start looking at, you know, what you recruited compared to them and then look at how they're playing compared to how you're playing. It's just you've got to figure out a way to get these guys to up their game, play better on the defensive side of the ball. And you felt like your front seven this year was probably your best position.
Agreed.
Going into the season. Now, hopefully, you played your toughest teams already, so maybe, you know, once you get into conference play, you start seeing that, yeah, Southern Miss plays, or even with a conference USA school, Southern Miss plays better at that level. So that's kind of what you're hoping you see as well. You got your really strong games out of the way. Now let's go play teams that are more like us and see how we, you know, see how we level out against them.
All right, Heath, before we let you go, you want to give us a prediction for Saturday? You want to throw a score our way?
Oh, no, I don't do predictions. I try to stay away from them. I've gotten in trouble in the past doing predictions around the website. So I try to stay away. I just try to give you the news of what's going on and let you make your own decision.
All right, well, let me give you guys one rock-solid prediction, okay? The Cincinnati Bengals will beat the Washington Commodores easily this weekend, Kelly Saturday.
You sure that's rock solid?
I'm pretty damn sure.
Well, you know what's interesting to me? The Vegas guys who get paid very well to know their numbers still say that at 0-2, the Bengals are the favorite to win the AFC North.
Well, I don't think the Bengals are anywhere near out of it.
But no. The Steelers are 2-0, and I don't know how you don't pick the Steelers in that division. But anyway, we're talking Southern Miss. So yeah. It's frustrating, the disconnect, when you keep hearing about great recruiting classes, number one or number two in the league, NIL money that's coming in, and it's just not translating.
I go back to what I said to you guys earlier. I don't think it's so much the record. I think it's the performances that we've seen. Giving up 31.5 to, obviously, to Kentucky, struggling against Southeastern Louisiana. And then what Dima and I both saw, and Dima, you correct me if I'm wrong, that was just a physical mismatch in the second half of the game Saturday.
It definitely was, and especially when you think about Jacksonville State. This is a team who has one of the worst defenses in the country. They allow 536 yards on offense, 310 passing yards, and 226 rushing yards allowed. So that's 131st overall defense in the country out of 134 teams. If Southern Miss can't move the ball on this team, let alone run the ball, there's some serious internal problems with this Golden Eagle football team.
Heath Hinton, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
We're at Trust Care on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, and I believe our expert has arrived. We'll have her on the air right after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're on the road, actually, today at Trust Care here on Highway 98 West, and we're very happy to be back down here. And all right, we have two representatives of Trust Care here, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Let's start here.
Hey, I'm Kristen South. I am the Vice President of Clinical Operations.
And I am Mary Ray Logan, and I'm Trust Care's Business Service Representative.
Well, there you go. Now, you're a celebrity already. You know, our ratings,
yeah, you
went, our ratings went way up after our,
I've
after
heard,
our
I've
show.
I've heard. Yeah. I've been asked for some autographs already.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with Kelly, obviously. You were even able to overcome Kelly.
That's who, right.
Yeah.
Who's, that's right.
But we're glad to have you ladies here. We're very happy to be back here. So tell me, what's on the mind of Trust Care today? What is the message we need to get out to the public?
We need to promote flu vaccines. So as you know, COVID flu is still really prevalent. COVID's actually really big right now, but we also need to promote flu vaccines. So,
stop right there.
Okay.
What do you mean? COVID is really prevalent.
Oh,
right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. With school back in session, our numbers have increased probably 25% of a positivity rate right now. It's not as bad as your typical. It's just cold, congestion, but still. Yeah.
It's not to a level it was when we were all frightened to death. Is that
no,
right?
No, yeah. It'll still make you feel bad,
and
though.
It's a milder version of the
absolutely.
Disease.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it's here to stay.
It is.
It's like particularly with us older folks, when you schedule your flu shot,
get your COVID booster now. So we met with our representative that we get our vaccines from, and now they're making it where you get your annual flu shot and you also get your annual COVID booster. Mm-hmm. So it's just a yearly thing, and it reformulates every single year.
Is that right? So is that the official advice, that people should get them both at the same time?
It is completely up to your health care provider, but they can be given as long as your health care provider clears you at the same time.
Because the flu variants That's why they're called variants. They differ every year.
Absolutely.
So the flu shot, the
flu shot you're
getting this year
is.
I know.
He's normally talking about cheap beer and hot dogs.
I know.
Talking about the flu variants.
Well,
variants.
The beer and the hot dogs will make you sick.
Wow, a variant.
But I also know the things that make you healthy. Right. That's why they call it a variant. The flu variant last year is different than it is this year, which is why your shot is different this year.
Absolutely.
Just like the COVID variant is different this year.
Lady, he's a variant of a broadcaster.
Yeah. That's I love it.
I vary from poor to really poor.
Okay. So I want to ask you this question.
Yes.
I want you to dispel this rumor here at TrustCare.
Okay.
If I get a flu vaccine, it'll give me the flu.
Absolutely not. Getting the flu vaccine will not give you the flu.
It can't give you the flu, can
it?
It
cannot.
Right. So shouldn't be afraid of the flu vaccine.
No, there's no reason to be afraid of the flu
vaccine. Now, I'll pose this to both of you. Tell me, is this a coincidence? I get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years now, 7, 8, 9 years. I haven't had the – well, I'll back up. I was diagnosed one time with the flu, but I really didn't feel all that bad. And the doctor at the time told me that's probably because you've had the vaccine. You'd probably feel a lot worse if you had not had the vaccine.
Absolutely. So the flu vaccine is meant to, it's not saying that you're not going to get the flu, but it's going to make your symptoms much less severe than they would be if you did not have that immune in you.
Right.
And one of the things we really need to talk about is not just you coming in, but TrustCare will go up to you.
Let's hear about that.
Fill in some of those blanks for us.
So at TrustCare, we do on-site events. All we have to do is schedule with any business with any number of employees. We just sign you up, and we come to you and administer all the flu shots.
What's your title here?
I'm the business services representative.
Okay, so you must have started when what, you were 10?
Oh, right. Basically, yes.
Start them young.
You have to start young, 10 years old.
Well, I see. So what do you do? What is your job? What do you do?
So basically, I'm communication with employers and businesses, and I report it back to TrustCare. I'm a really good communication line. I'm coordinating a lot of the business relations, growing our business platform, and making TrustCare bigger within employers and businesses.
I got you. You're probably glad to have her, aren't you?
So thankful for her. You're so sweet.
You've got a beautiful clinic here.
Thank you.
And I took a quick walk through, so I kind of familiarized myself with it. I don't think people know how big this clinic is.
It's massive. It is so beautiful. Here and Laurel are really big clinics.
Give us your the lowdown on this clinic here. What you can do for the community here, when it's available to the community, et cetera.
So this clinic in Hattiesburg, we're located across from Academy on Highway 98. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 8 p.m. to 5 p.m., so we're able to help you out with after hours. You do not need an appointment for a flu vaccine or any type of appointment, but you can go online if you that makes you feel better to hold your spot to get your appointment. If you know, hey, I'm getting off work, want to run in and get my vaccine, I'll be there at so-and-so, that's fine. We see anything here. If we cannot see you, we will refer you out and get you the help that you need.
And I think it's important that you are open until 8 o'clock, because one of the excuses people always have, well, the kids are in school, I can't, they've got soccer practice, or I just can't get there. Well, if you can't get there by 8 o'clock at night, then maybe you need to take a few more things off your plate.
And
if you're taking food off your plate, give it to me.
Me too.
it's interesting. These clinics are interesting because I'm old enough to remember that when you went to the doctor, every doctor had their own little practice, and you sat in the waiting room, and you went from 9 to 5 because the doctor was leaving at 5 o'clock. This is the new era of healthcare. TrustCare is an example of that. Fair?
Completely fair. It's modern medicine. We make it convenient for our patients, and we want to serve our community. And after hours, this day and time of hustle and bustle, we have to be open after hours.
Now, I wanted to ask this question because our boy Dima over here, he can't get, if can I share that? He can't get a regular flu shot because of the egg element that is. So what would be the options for somebody that that is allergic to perhaps some of the ingredients in the modern day flu shot?
Well, you just have to do your research. Our vaccine this year is not, you can still get it if you have an egg allergy. I think that that's kind of going away, but every vaccine and every brand is different. Just our vaccine that we have this year does not have that additive in there, but of course you need to clear that with your primary care provider.
Right. That's interesting. Obviously, yeah. That has been a problem in the past. Otherwise,
absolutely,
the marketplace would not have overcome that issue.
Absolutely. Right. There are several people that have different vaccines for that.
All right, ladies, fill in the blank. Flu season is from blank to blank.
I would say flu season's from October to March.
When you see the biggest majority of it.
When things get colder and wetter.
The fair, the state fair,
yeah,
is when it really picks up for us, mid-October to December.
Hey, if you go to the state fair, you better get some penicillin, too.
Yes.
I'm sorry I said that.
At a vest.
Yeah.
Yes. You're right. That's when we see it. Yep. That's funny.
What would you say to people who hear that word flu? The flu, I'm not getting a flu shot. If I get the flu, I'll feel bad for a couple. The flu could be serious.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The flu can be fatal. Just with any diagnosis, pneumonia, flu, COVID.
Is that because it's in your lungs?
Yeah. I mean, it can turn into pneumonia. Absolutely. The flu is a virus, so it's viral, but it can have different type of infections to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. And at what age does the flu, because you younger kids, generally speaking, you can fight stuff off like us older folks can't. Why is that? And at what age do we really start declining as far as our body's ability to fight back?
I disagree with a little bit of that statement.
Okay.
Because some people do have comorbidities that maybe are born with stuff, you know, mm-hmm. born with different ailments. But I think a healthy, with no comorbidities, no hypertension, diabetes, obesity, I think a healthy range would be probably 16 to 30, 40-ish, depending on how well you keep up with yourself. And some of your older people, maybe they have lack of health care. I mean, there's a million and two reasons that could blame for that.
I do want to know, though, why when you said diabetes, you looked at Bob, and when you said morbid obesity, you looked at me.
I was picturing myself on y'all. Oh, okay.
It may be more than that. I do have diabetes. So she picked that out.
Yeah. Well, I could sniff.
I don't know what led her to say that to you. But clearly the diabetes was obvious. Right?
Somebody would say, what's the next step after morbid obesity? You know, that's I think that's the evidence.
You're a nurse. Do you have an answer for that?
Was
the Bluebell diet. Does that help at all? The Bluebell ice cream diet.
Mediterranean.
Oh, gosh.
She's used to us. You're sitting here. I can see what you're
thinking. Yeah, I'm new.
You're thinking, how in the hell did they invite this bunch?
Yeah.
But you're hysterical. I didn't even warn her. Okay?
But it was like.
Yeah, if you warned her, she would have never come.
Yeah. I was like, you want to have some church?
You're even open on Sundays.
We are. Mm-hmm. We are 8 to 5. So come after church or whenever you want. We'll be here.
So will you ladies come back and end the show with us?
Absolutely.
About 5 minutes or two?
Absolutely.
And can we get a picture with you?
Absolutely. Yes. We'll sign it for you and everything.
The show doesn't normally look anywhere near this good. So we want to take advantage of this. We'll be back. We're at Trust Care Highway 98 West. Super Talk Eagle Hour rolls along.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour is at Trust Care on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And we'll have those two wonderful ladies back to conclude the show with us. We've talked this to death, guys. And if we've talked about it too much, you guys can move me on to another subject. But You're at practice every day. What do you see? What do you think the mindset is of the team? Because I will tell you this. I was at an event last night, and I didn't go over and speak to him. There were a lot of people there. But I watched Jeremy McClain walk in the building, and I watched Jeremy McClain get surrounded.
It was like he was a rock star.
Well, I mean, he was surrounded by people that were wanting to talk to him. And I don't know what they were talking about, but I can't help but believe football came up. Dima, what do you sense is the mindset of the team, which is really all that matters?
I mean, I would just say very frustrated. I mean, it's very frustrating to build so long to get to a season and just – little things, you know, take away bigger things. And it was a very spirited practice this morning, very high energy in a lot of areas. And, you know, you can just – I think the same level of frustration that the fan base has, you can see it on all the players and the coaches of, like, man, like, we know we have to win, but there's just some reason we can't do it. I mean, you got to think about that game Saturday night, and you look back at the stats – you're almost just like mind-boggling that they weren't scoring 50. I mean, they had almost 500 yards of offense, and I mean, 350 yards of passing, and you know the rushing numbers weren't great. But I mean, when you have 500 yards of offense, you should be scoring more than 24. So, you know, your hands kind of just go up, and they're like, I don't know what to say anymore.
Yet,
like,
yet not- at the same time, guys, the many interrupt you, but at the same time, I think all of us, when we looked at the schedule, we thought, 2-2. If we come out of the first month 2-2, going into conference play, that is what we would have expected. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I just think the problem with that logic is in the beginning of the season, the thought was you go and compete against Kentucky. You beat Southeastern Louisiana pretty handily. Nothing. That game was a game in the third quarter. I mean, that was a game in the third quarter. And then you play South Florida close, and then you feel like you beat Jacksonville State, you know? But that's not how the season's gone, Kelly. You know, it's gone. Kentucky was just a total humiliation. Weird game, but just still a humiliation. You play close against Southeast Louisiana, and you let a team come into your own stadium and run you off the field.
Yeah, and the 31-0 Kentucky score, remember, was only essentially, you know, a half, you know, a little bit more than a half. So that was trending in the wrong direction for Southern Miss. It's and Reagan Grant, when he was on the show last week with Chase Blackwell, they kind of alluded to this, that it's not about necessarily the winning or losing. It's being competitive. Being competitive. They weren't competitive against Kentucky. And they compare, you know, their analogy was, you know, you're comparing Southern Miss to Northern Illinois that went into Notre Dame and not only competed, but won. Now, that doesn't happen often, right? We need to understand that. But it does happen that there are some of these smaller schools. You know, Louisiana Monroe is competing with me. They're competitive in these situations they're in. And so far, the Eagles just haven't. When you look at the defenses for this weekend, I mean, you were talking about how the numbers, you know, the numbers don't lie. Jacksonville State does not have a very good defense. Southern Miss, but what Jacksonville State's 131, but Southern Miss is 116. So you don't know if anybody's going to be able to stop, you know, each other this weekend.
Yeah.
But the depth chart is out. Today, anything jump out at you, Dima, as you look at that? Any big changes from last week to this week? And there might be some changes yet coming up before Saturday.
Yeah. Well, one little thing about the two schools you just mentioned, Northern Illinois. One thing about both of those universities and some of the other smaller schools who are competing with these bigger power teams, those programs are not in a year where the tensions are already so high. You know, that's something that's coming into the season. Everybody knew what this season was. It was do or die for Will Hall. That's a reality. That's not anything we're making up. That is the reality that we're living in.
He has said that.
And he has said that. So that's the reality. So it's almost like when he got to come back this year, it was almost like, all right, well, you got to show it on the field. And the question is, if you look at the team displayed on the field this year and you place it against the teams he's had in the past, is it enough? Is it enough? And so far, from the fan base at least, it's not been enough. Now, from his side of things, and we see it kind of from his side of things a lot because it's easier to take a fan perspective, like, we just got to win, we got to win, blah, 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 whatever. But the problem is that there's just a lot of these extracurricular things that have just been so – the Kentucky game was weird, all this stuff. But all that being said is Saturday is a must win for this program and for Will Hall, because if they lose Saturday, Kelly, like you said, the schedule doesn't get any easier. You know, this isn't something they can bounce back from if they start 1-3. And we said that in the beginning of the season, they have to be 2-2. Not that it would be great if they were 3-1, but they have to be 2-2. If they go 1-3, especially with the last few games they've had, man, it could get interesting.
Yeah, well, here's the scary thought, guys. I'll bet you they're saying the same thing at Jacksonville State. We're 0-3. We had big expectations.
Yes.
We had a really good year last year. It's time to start winning football games.
Yep, I agree.
And it would be a marquee win for them because it's an old Conference USA team in Southern Miss against a new Conference USA team. You know, the Conference USA Sun Belt contest back and forth. So
this conversation is making me nervous.
Every bit as big for them as it is for the Eagles.
Take a look at the depth chart. Southern Miss Dennis Jackson is listed back on the depth chart for the Golden Eagles. He was practicing this week. He was in a red no-contact jersey, and he was practicing. So he was running routes he wasn't with the first team, but he was running routes. And Will Hall said yesterday when we interviewed him that he expects him to play. So that's big news. Big get back, even if he was out there for a couple of snaps. I mean, he's just an element on the field that you have to contain. Also, Ethan Crawford is listed on the depth chart. I would say he's doubtful at best. He wasn't even at practice yesterday, but this morning he was at practice in a big old boot on his right leg, no contact. I would expect him to be out for a couple weeks at least for him. Elijah Sabatini, as we saw last week, returned to the team. He's back on the depth chart. He's in that two position. I asked Will Hall today if he would, you know, jump back up into that starting position. He said Quez McNeil has been playing elite at safety, which I agree with, and so they feel comfortable with leaving him there. And Will James also is back there with them on one of those cornerback to fill in for Michael Caraway Jr., who was not listed on the depth chart, and he's going to be out this week. And I think he's in concussion protocol. He was running around on the sidelines, what they normally do for concussion protocol, and he had the big sunglasses on for the sun, so I'm assuming that's concussion
protocol. And who was that?
Michael Caraway Jr.
Did you mention Ethan Crawford? I may have not heard you.
Yes. He's listed on the depth chart, but he was in a boot this morning in practice. He wasn't even at practice yesterday. I would expect him to be out a couple weeks.
But something I found interesting in the depth chart is that Andrew Stein may or may not be
Andrew Stein
dudes.
And Connor Gibson. That's something that hasn't been talked about probably on this show a lot. Man, I feel like the special teams have been not good.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Oh, we did.
Yesterday.
Okay, good.
That Andrew Stein, went 0-for-3, I think, in field goals this year. And that's just another thing that hasn't gone the Eagles' way this year.
I mean, and kickoffs have been weirdly bad, you know, like they'll kick it in the middle of the field, or like that weird squib kick they try to do.
I get depressed when I'm around you guys. I mean, first it was the Saints, now it's the Golden Eagles. You two are like Debbie Downers.
Wait a minute, Bob. Wait a minute. The baseball team is scrimmaging Saturday.
I'll be there.
You got to have your phone with you so you can watch the game.
I'll be watching the football game
from Jacksonville State.
I'll be watching both. That's for sure.
But I think, and I think because emotions were real high this morning at practice, I think of all the units on the field, Dima, I think clearly the offensive line is feeling the most heat right now because of the output or lack of output, however you want to word it, last week against a very good South Florida team.
Yeah, they definitely are. I mean, it's very frustrating for all of them. I mean, it's not just the offensive line, it's the coaches too. But I mean, man, that unit has to be better, especially in run blocking. I feel like their pass protection has actually been pretty good.
I feel like
Rodemaker has had time to throw the ball in most of the games. He hasn't been sacked. Like, Billy Wiles literally had a man in his face every single play, it seemed. I feel like Rodemaker has been able to stand in the pocket for most of the season.
How did he look?
Rodemaker today, he looked pretty good. You know, one of those normal practices. He has a big old wrap on that right ankle. Obviously, he went out of that South Florida game, but he looks to be fine. He'll definitely play through it.
And the Gamecocks have a secondary that he ought to be able to put up some really good numbers.
Yeah, you would think, again, as I mentioned, they are 131st in total defense, but that pass defense, if I can pull it up real quick, that pass defense, I believe, was one of the worst in the country. Let's see. Sorry, excuse me.
That's okay.
Their pass defense was 130th. So there's 134 teams, so that's 130 out of 134. So,
and the overall defense is 131.
Yes, so their defense is not good. Southern Miss's defense is 92nd in the country, and then their offense is 107th.
All right, Dima, is this fair to say? Golden Eagles go over there, play well, beat Jacksonville State, then they have an off week. then the pressure is right back on them again.
Yeah,
I mean, this doesn't take the pressure off.
No, I mean, because it's a game you're expected to win. And I think that's why it's so shocking that they're underdogs.
And then they would have 2 weeks to prepare for the Cajuns.
Yeah.
And the schedule was set up like this. Four games, bye week. Four games, bye week, four games.
All right, we're at Trust Care on Highway 98 West. Mary Ray Logan and Kristen South are going to join us to finish the show up.
And I think since there's no eggs in those shots.
He should take a shot on the air.
On the air. I'll take a different kind of shot.
That's coming up next. Dima gets a flu shot on the Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from Trust Care here on Highway 98 West. Kristen and Mary Ray are back with us. That is a great Southern name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a family name, Ray.
Your grandmother, maybe.
No, so I think it's like my great-grandmother's Mary, and then my dad is Charles Ray.
So, you know,
he didn't have a boy, so he Mary Ray.
I got it.
It works.
Well, it's very nice. I like
Thank
it very much.
Thank you.
Mary Ray, tell us again. We want to emphasize again about these flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
And for employers that may be listening to our show,
right?
And let's say maybe they have a group of employees that could benefit from a flu shot.
Right.
Tell me how that happens.
So either we would reach out to the employer or the employer would reach out to us. Any of our clinics can put you in the correct contact if you want to call Trust Care, or you can email employers at Trust Care Health. And what we would do is set up a date, set up a time, get how many employees you want to administer the flu shots to. And we would come on site, bring all the supplies and our staff, and we would administer those flu shots. And we can file that to the employees' insurances, each of their individual insurances. It doesn't matter how many different ones you've got. We can file it through insurance, or you can do self-pay.
Yeah. And, Kristen, you made such a great point that many employers really like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want their people at work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can get that accomplished without saying, you know, I've got to have the day off to go take a flu shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of our businesses are thankful that we come on site to do that, to be proactive versus reactive, to help keep all of their family members safe. We're actually doing a big campaign here at Trust Care that if you get your flu shots, you get your family's flu shots, you go in to register to win some gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have to think about it. Maybe your kid brings it home from school and, you know, they don't have the flu vaccine. So we want everyone to be.
You're a nurse.
I am a nurse.
All right. I want you to tell our listeners what, I know you can't guarantee that you won't get, what can you do to minimize your chances of being hit with the flu or COVID, for that matter? I hate to say that, but for COVID during this season?
I think the most important thing is just good old-fashioned hand washing. That
is it that important?
Absolutely. So even my little kids, they were doing a science project, and they were swabbing different hand sanitizers, and it is crazy what some good old-fashioned hand washing will do.
What's better, washing your hands with soap or hand sanitizer?
Depends on the hand sanitizer, but
interesting.
But that will do because it's 99.9%. But I love some good old antibacterial soap and warm water.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was amazing during the outbreak of COVID that something as frightening and as damaging as that virus was to our country, that something as simple as soap could kill the virus. That doesn't make sense to a layman like me, Kristen.
I know. It's the droplets. It's the droplets that come out of your mouth, that come out of your nose, that it just carries. And if you wash your hands, you're not putting anything on your face, so therefore the transmission is not there.
Now, what about what comes out of my mouth?
Well, I don't know if there's any help for that.
No, that's the Lamar County Sanitation.
They run
every Tuesday. They run every Tuesday in my neighborhood.
Because the thing about the work that I like is that, look, let's just be honest. The people who don't take care of themselves health-wise generally are men. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to go out of their way, right, to have something like this done, which is why women statistically live longer than men. They tend to take better care of themselves.
Right.
So the workplace environment to me makes perfect sense. Because guys don't have to go out of their way.
Absolutely.
It's already there.
No, and you don't have to go out of your way. And it, you know, promotes a healthy work environment as well as, I mean, employees won't be taking off work, going on PTO. You won't have to be finding a fill-in for that employee that has the flu because you were proactive as a business and an employer to take your employees' health and put it first.
Absolutely.
We do that too in Trust Care. It's important to us.
Kristen, why are men that way?
I don't know why men are that way. My husband's the same way. I mean, can you answer that for me? I don't know. I think y'all do what we tell you to do. But if it's inconvenient, you're not going to.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. but do you find that? Is that just a myth? Do you find that men are more reluctant to come to a clinic?
No, that's not a myth.
Totally agree. Yeah. Like, statistically, In our gauging, women make the decisions. They make the appointments. Now, if the woman makes the appointment, I'm sure the husband comes. But it is more the mom doing all of that, being proactive, bringing the kids in, et cetera.
Yeah. Kids are a big thing, too. And I think that's what's so great about a clinic like this. What all – Johnny's out playing football this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Falls, twists his ankle really bad, maybe even breaks a bone. Can you bring him to Trust Care?
Absolutely. We have all of the services here. We have our digital x-ray machine that emits very, very little radiation. We can splint it and refer to ortho if needed.
But you can address the problem.
Absolutely.
The problem with PCPs, that's primary care providers, Bob. Not the drug that you did in college.
Did you start seeing stars?
Look, if you're sick, you got to make an appointment. I might not be sick in 3 weeks. I'm sick now.
Yeah. Walk in.
Well, that is a valid point. There's no question. Mary Ray Logan, Kristen South. It would be an understatement if I said we had fun with you guys today.
Thank you.
We may book y'all on a regular basis.
Thank you. We're ready.
Right here.
We're at Trust Care on Highway 98. All your medical needs right here. And we appreciate everybody tuned in. Back in the studio tomorrow for a change. 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.